triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always, all hail Biafra.
People, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to the second segment of our program this evening. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live from Corpus Christi here in the sunny, beautiful city or beautiful state of Texas. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your host and the director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, a servant of the great people of Biafra. Have with me in the studio. I'm delighted to say that our principal host here in Corpus Christi, Moses Wigwe, is with us. We are waiting for other people to arrive from work and to be able to join us here at the makeshift studios of Radio Biafra this evening, this very fine sunny evening outside. And also, our sister Chidera is here with me this evening, helping pilot the affairs of Radio Biafra, because this is a worldwide transmission. We are reaching you everywhere on this planet via www.radiobiafra.co. BelieHumanRights.org, PeopleOfBiafra.org, by which we mean .org, IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org, and also Freedom Voice Media, or is it Freedom Media Voices, whichever one it is.
FreedomVoiceMedia.com.
And once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. It's just gone slightly past 6 p.m. here in Corpus Christi in Texas. It is about 8 minutes past midnight in London, 8 minutes past midnight in Biafraland as well. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. To some people, we can even say good morning to some people, because the world is spinning, the world is rotating. And for that reason, when it is nighttime in your area, it is morning for some other people. When it is afternoon in one area, it is evening in some other place as well. You know the number to call. The number is consistent. It never changes. Please, Chidera, what is the number again? What is the studio number here for people to contact at Radio Biafra, please? Can you get that number up? And then it's also on the top right-hand corner of your screen, which for some reason I am not able to access directly from here. Do you have the numbers, please? Can you give us the number?
The number is +1 404 789 8796.
Can you say that again, please?
+1 404 789 8796.
Yes, thank you very much. And if you wish to join us via Skype, which most of you prefer, the Skype contact detail, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. And for those of you who are awake, especially those of you in the Far East, in Malaysia to be very precise, please, can you send messages to your friends and ask them to tune into Radio Biafra? Radio Biafra is not only received in every country of the world. It is formatted for receipt on your mobile phone. Our website is customized to fit within your mobile phone. And for that reason alone, you can receive Radio Biafra on your tablet, on your smartphone. It could be BlackBerry, it could be Nokia, it could be iPhone. Anything you have that has internet reception on it, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on this very occasion and going forward. We are still on track to launch our world, we'll call it an award-winning, before it comes out. It's going to be one of a kind when it comes out. Our app is due to be launched on the 17th of July. We'll still be in the United States when our app comes out. We are telling you, please, for everybody to prime themselves to make sure they're able to download it once it comes out. Not only you, once you download it, you should go to your next door neighbor, 10 houses to the right, 10 houses to the left. If there is not up to 10 houses to your right, you continue in the bush until you get to where people are living. You must contact people and let them know to download Radio Biafra app once it comes out. On this day, today's date is changed, isn't it? Today is now, we are still on the 25th here, but in London it is the 26th. In Biafra land it is the 26th, but here in Texas we are still on the 25th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. We are welcoming all our listeners in the United States, even those in Mexico, including those in Canada, because some of you are coming back from work. We are welcoming you. If you want to join us on this program, the number to call is +1 404 78 98 796. That is the number to get us on, or you can call us via Skype at Radio Biafra. We are bringing you a rerun of our headlines this evening. We are telling you that the court case at Owerri has been decided on a preliminary basis, not the definitive ruling, but Nigeria determined that because certain words were omitted from the substantive bundle that we submitted, for that reason that they are striking off the case, not dismissing it, but striking it off. We want to look in great detail this evening what this case means for the pursuit for Biafra. We want to ask ourselves if we are prepared, if we are ready, if we understand what it means to be a Biafran. We are also reporting this evening that the confusion about the second Niger Bridge is still raging on. Are they building a bridge or are they not? What are they doing playing politics with our mind? What are they going to do for us? Why bring up the issue of second Niger Bridge when, as we heard earlier during the program, somebody said even Obasanjo signed the contract for the second Niger Bridge, it wasn't built. Why are they messing about with our minds? Why are they playing with us? The issue of cattle headsmen reported by the Punch newspaper going about and raping our women in Enugu State is still ongoing. It's not resolved. We are still, of course, we have to bring it back because we said we will not let the issue of Ezu River rest. Ezu River is still on our mind. We are remembering all those who perished at Ezu River, all those who were suffocated and thrown into the river by P2B and the Nigerian police, and we are demanding for the autopsy of that very harrowing incident to be released to the world so that the world can see precisely what happened. That failing, we have enough medical people or people within forensic science. Is that what it's called? The people that perform autopsy, what is it called? Is it forensic examiners? Is it?
Or pathologists.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm looking for. We are looking for forensic pathologists who may be able to carry out autopsy on the or examination of the dead bodies still left in the mortuary, still not buried. We are calling for the exhumation of all the bodies buried in the mass graves in Anambra State to be given a proper burial according to Igbo tradition and customs. We are also letting you know this evening, please, wherever you may be on this plane, that you can join the movement for the restoration of Biafra, not liberation of Biafra, not even actualization of Biafra, and definitely not realization of Biafra, because Biafra existed many, many years ago. We are seeking to restore it. That is why any declaration for Biafran independence is a futile, useless, hopeless attempt. It accomplishes nothing. We are seeking to restore what has already existed, and that we are going to do. This is Radio Biafra. We're reaching everywhere on this planet. Here, we are not going to shudder. We are not going to be afraid. Neither are we going to retreat nor surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no alternative. There is no third way. We are not going to own any foreign bank account. We are not even going to own any local bank account. We are not going to build any houses. We are not going to build any hotels. We are not going to live ostentatiously. We are not going to go halfway and abandon the struggle. We are not seeking any chieftaincy titles. Here at Radio Biafra, we are here to serve the Biafran cause until Biafra is realized in absolute truth and honesty. There is no prevarication. We are not going to retreat from this very mission that we are set out to accomplish. We are not going to be afraid of any man born by a woman. We are not going to be afraid of any institution created by a man. What we are doing is to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. And that is what we are going to do. If you want to join this conversation, the number to call, once again, is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. You can't miss it. The number is +1 404 7898 796. Please, before I go any further, and of course, definitely before we start taking any calls from those of them here in the United States of America, you please forgive us. People are looking for directions to try to get to the studio. We will be directing them as they are coming along, please. So you do try and bear with us. We are welcoming each and every person. We are welcoming all of you, wherever you are, this evening to our program. If you're hearing a little bit of noise, if you're hearing something, please do know that we are in the process of making sure that all our guests get to the studio and in good time. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting from Corpus Christi here in Texas. We'll be very, very delighted if you can please do bear with us whilst we try to resolve every issue to do with our guests, to do with our people who are coming to please do try and bear with us. If you do have a telephone, you can join us via the phone. If not, do join us via Skype. Our Skype remains the same, Radio Biafra. Tell your friends wherever they are on this planet, this evening from here in Texas, and morning or nighttime, wherever you are, that you are listening to Radio Biafra, that this is Radio Biafra, that we are coming to you all the way live from Corpus Christi here in Texas. My name is Nnamdi Kanu once again. We have our studio panelists this evening, and we'll go to them one after the other to introduce themselves. Please, if we may start with you, please, Moses, give us your name, please, and where you are this evening.
Okay. I'm Dr. Moses Mwegwe. Welcome to live edition of Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you very much. Please, sir, and what's your name?
I'm Mr. Kingsley Mbago from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you very much. And we also have our dear sister here. Please give us your name.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I am still Chidera Akabo, and I'm here in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you very much. Those are our panelists this evening. If you wish to join this conversation, you know what to do, as we've said previously. And we are reporting this evening that the case between Biafra and Nigeria, we couldn't say it ended in a stalemate. No, not at all. It didn't end in a stalemate. What happened was that the court decided, for some inexplicable reason, to strike out the case on technical grounds by saying that the word trusteeship of the indigenous people was not included in the main substantive suit. This correction was made on the main body, on the headline, so to speak, on the main submission itself, but in the body of it, where a reference was made to Bilie Human Rights Initiative, in the body of it, there was no reference to the indigenous people, to the trusteeship of the indigenous people as being the custodians of that, or the owners of that very case. Because of that, it was struck out. We expected this to happen, and it happened. The case was not dismissed. We must insist, we must reiterate, the case was merely struck out. We are also reporting this evening that the saga, that is the second Niger Bridge, is running its ugly head once again. They are telling us that the second Niger Bridge is going to be built. Julius Berger, Obasanjo announced it wasn't built. Jonathan announced it wasn't built. Now they are telling us that Julius Berger themselves, the German man, stood up somewhere in Abuja to announce that we are going to get second Niger Bridge. Do we need the second Niger Bridge or not? Or why can't we, Biafrans, with our army of engineers all over the world, come back home and build this second Niger Bridge once and for all. What is stopping us from doing that? These are our headlines. Moses, if I may ask you, what is your take on all this, especially on the legal case and how we can bypass this type of problem going forward?
Yes, on the...
Okay. Yeah, you can sit back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, on the legal case, I don't see that as a setback. If you watch the Cameroonians sued Nigeria for Bakassi, which Nigeria has now given Bakassi, the oil-rich peninsula, which is actually part of Biafra. So whatever happened in the court case, whether it was dismissed, it's not dismissed actually, it has really struck out on technicalities. Even if we have won the case, we still have to move forward to get this to The Hague to actually make it official. So it doesn't really matter what the Nigerian court says. So this is just a stepping stone. And our wonderful attorney barrister, Emeka Dr. Ezirim, is doing a wonderful job. So we need to stand by him and make sure he gets all the support he needs, and also all the other legal teams. We have to work together and get things going.
Yes, but the problem still remains. If it's struck out on a technical ground, what stops them from coming back next time and looking for another technical loophole as well?
If you watch the Cameroonian court case between Nigeria in terms of Bakassi, it took almost more than 10 years. We are just starting. As our member barrister said, Emeka Dorf Ezirim said, we just started this, what, January this
That's
year.
That's correct, yeah.
It's only been 6 months.
Yes.
So if you are fighting for your country, you want independence, it just requires time. You've got to have patience. This is just a stepping stone. That's all it is.
But do we have that type of time to,
Yes, if you're a freedom fighter, if you want independence for Biafra, you have to be patient. Even if the court has said today, hey, Biafra is all yours, we still have to take another step. So we have to be patient. And we're not going to rely on the Nigerian justice, mm-hmm. whichever way it goes. If it's on our side or the Nigerian side, we still have to take it a step further.
That's correct.
So we have a very good team working for us. You have Barrister Emeka Dorf Ezirim. You have Deb Ojukwu, who's the first son of Ojukwu.
That's correct.
You have two other Biafran legal attorneys.
Yes.
So we are in the right direction. So what we need here is patient. Patient.
Yes, that is true. Please, Kingsley, what do you make of the... first of all, let's welcome you to the studios of Radio Biafra here, albeit a makeshift one. What do you think? We are receiving messages and saying 20 years. We can't tell people we have to wait for them. People will die. They'll kill themselves.
No.
We are telling them, please. We are not... Me, for one, I can't go for... I'm being honest. I know I should be a bit neutral in
all
this.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to take 20 years.
No.
Yeah,
even 2 years, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for 2 years.
We're on the right track.
Please, Kingsley, start first of all by telling us who you are, where you come from is more important to us. And what attracted you to Biafra to be in this studio this very day, helping us to present the news and views and analysis to the whole world, please?
Once again, as I said, my people of Biafra, my name is Kingsley Kelechi Mbago. I'm one of the sons of Biafra from Imo State, precise from Mbise. I reside here in Corpus Christi, as I said earlier. The case of Biafra, which we are having, as my brother here says, to my own point of view, is something that we have to be patient about. You know, based on that issue, I don't have much to say on it. I don't have much light to throw. But all I know and all I got to understand about that is we just have to be patient. You know, we're fighting with our opponents, which they are all human beings. You know, this is something that we got to take step by step. Even if we got to come back, we still got to take us some more steps to accomplish all we need. So, as I said earlier, we just have to be patient about that. Thank you so much.
Yes, we have to be very patient. Of course, we need to be. But at the same time, we need to, that is a bit of an urgency on our side because they're killing our people. If we want them to stop killing our people, we need to hurry and get Biafra as quickly as possible. That is what we need to do, and that is precisely what we are here trying to accomplish. It's a very good thing that things are working out here very well. In terms of the numbers of people, our people around Corpus Christi, do you people have a local meeting here? Is there an Igbo meeting around Corpus Christi? What happens? How do you people get along?
Yeah, Corpus Christi is a very wonderful community. And everybody, you know, get in touch from time to time. As you said, America is a fast-paced society. Some people work more than 3-4 jobs. As we speak, so some people are at the job, some people are going. So sometimes you talk over the phone and, you know, see each other and see what's going on. But as far as I know here, they do have a Nigerian meeting.
Not Igbo meeting.
I'm not sure of Igbo meeting. And I don't go to Nigerian meeting because I'm not a Nigerian.
Yes.
But that being said, I think most of people in this city, they love each other. And the Corpus Christi is a loving, wonderful community. That's all I can say to that effect.
Yes, it's quite strange that we've come to Corpus Christi, and there's Kingsley also has joined us here without anybody forcing him to do so.
Yes.
What I find astonishing, I mean, is that there is this very sort of very palpable feeling of me, myself, and I kind of thing, which of course you and Martin and Cletus and a few other people like Ugo and also Clifford Iranya and the people we are meeting in San Francisco are a few exceptions. But if you come to the U.S., the Igbo people in the United States, we are very, very close. You're up to 1 million in this country, isn't
yes,
it?
No, more than that.
There should be more than that.
We are more than 1 million in this country.
Yes, yes, there should be more than 1 million.
So do you think that so far that their presence in terms of their commitment or their... Let us not use the word devotion. In terms of their interest towards Biafra, is commensurate with the number of people we have resident in this country?
Some people say it's not necessarily the number of people that shows up here today are going to show you the number of people who are committed to Biafra. I can tell you honestly, every Igbo person, male, female, small children, everybody want Biafra. I can tell you, even your so-called governors, those cronies back there, they all of them want Biafra, but some of them don't know how to go about it. But in this country, as I said earlier, due to the fast pace, this is a fast-paced society. As I speak, so some people are at work, some people are coming, others are, some people have 4-5 jobs, but it's no excuse. I have made a lot of calls before Radio Biafra came to Corpus Christi. Everybody I talked to, they all were all excited. Some people were calling me, so they will come by when Radio Biafra gets to Corpus Christi. Even though they haven't come, I cannot, you know, say simply because they're not here, they are not enthusiastic about Biafra. Everybody it is, because everybody wants Biafra, because that's the only way forward. That's the only country we know. That's the only thing we have to go to.
Yes, but when you have over 1 million people,
right,
fighting for, we are all fighting for Biafra, that is true.
Right.
But I cannot see, in terms of the devotion, in terms of the help, in terms of the assistance, it is not coming. Our people are still dying. Mm-hmm. We have not seen anything very palpable coming from the United States to say we want to arrest the problem that is happening to us.
Right.
Because is it because you people don't appreciate that people back home are looking upon you to come and salvage them? To come and save our people, or what?
No, as a matter of fact, I can tell you, everybody here sends money back home to help those in need. Everybody wants Biafra to be actualized. But the issue at hand, that most of them are not aware of what's going on. So I'm glad Radio Biafra is touring the United States. They are here in Corpus Christi. After Corpus Christi, they will head to Houston. They have the whole United States to tour and make people aware that this is what's going on. As soon as people understand there's a new movement to actualize Biafra, I'm telling you, even though some of them are not here today, they will join.
No, I know that Corpus Christi is quite remote in terms of location and from other areas as well. What I'm struggling to understand is not, I'm not talking about the presence in the
right,
city.
Right,
of course, there are two of you. There isn't a problem, and we saw the Reverend Father yesterday.
Yes, it was the, as I'm talking.
That is not the issue. The difficulty that I'm having personally is why is it I cannot see the desire? I cannot see people who are angry as to what's become of their people back home. I do not see that sense of urgency. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they don't have their flat heart. I'm saying a sense of urgency that we need to do something today, not tomorrow, not next year, not the next 40 years, that we have to do something now. And all of you are very comfortable, very middle-class people, very comfortable in this, very, very, very comfortable, and very, extremely comfortable.
Yes.
Some of you are in this part of the world.
Yes.
I have not seen that level of comfort where we come from.
Exactly.
It is not there. So that it seems to me that we have this almost parasitic tendency, you know, parasite in the body.
Understand what
it is eating where it has not sown. You know, if it could be tapeworm, it could be it could be anything. It could, you know, a parasite in the body eating what where it has not sown. People worked very hard to build the United States of America. White people fought white people and killed each other so that black people may be free. You people are now the direct beneficiaries of that very arrangement.
Exactly.
Why can you not see it that the country that gave you all these wonderful opportunities, that it is your duty to try and replicate such things where you come from, where people are also suffering? Because the white people saw that these slaves are suffering, we have to do something about it. They went to war to go and kill each other, and eventually light prevailed over darkness. Good defeated evil despite all the odds. Are you telling me now that people here have not learned anything to say we want to take a bit of what has been given to us back to where we come from?
Based on that issue, I quite understand, as my brother said earlier, we Biafras that is here in Corpus Christi, we have the eager to make our place better. But when it comes to this little community, I must speak in particular Corpus Christi, we just have a few, couple number of Nigerian people here. And as he said, the commitment and everything's involved in it, yes, you know, it wouldn't deny us of not making our home to be better. But as you said, there is no, I mean, I should put it this way. Me in particular, I'm from Igbo. I just got the call that Radio Biafra is coming down. This is my first time of meeting my brother. So
the first time,
That's my first time. You know,
okay.
When I heard the word Radio Biafra is coming down to Corpus Christi, which is my city, you know, I tried to schedule my time. I know I tried to make out a time to make sure that I'm a part of this event. You know, but what I have seen in we Biafras here in Corpus Christi, they don't have the zeal. The zeal is not there. Looks like nobody wants to pay attention. Yes, my life is out of that community. No. I, in particular, I have almost 4 or 5 brothers back home, which if anything happens to them, it happens to me. Day and night, I follow Nigerian news. I follow Biafra news in particular. You know, it hurts me. But only a tree cannot make a forest.
That is correct, yes.
And speaking based on my own area, if it's something that is up to my power to do anything to make sure that we get the freedom of Biafra, I definitely will do it. But here in Corpus Christi, I haven't seen that zeal to Nigeria, to Biafra individuals. Yes, we are so busy, so many schedules, but I got the information that Radio Biafra is here. I make out time, you know, once in a while, how busy you are, even if you're schooling, even if you're working, one particular time, let's unite together. Let's talk about how we're going to make our home better. But as I said, the zeal to make Biafra better, I have not found it in a resident of Biafra here in Corpus Christi.
Thank you very much, which is replicated almost in most cities across the United States of America, which is a very sad situation, one we have come to arrest. We cannot allow things to remain this way for the very simple reason that we are counting on all of you in the U.S. to try to rescue us from the mess that we are in. The world counts on the U.S., so are we also counting on the U.S.? So it is not misplaced. I don't want our people here to think that our belief and our hope in their ability to rescue us is in any way, shape, or form misplaced. It is well placed, because the world even comes to the United States of America to try and get things right. Why? What I'm struggling to understand is this need to be so inward-looking. Where did we get it from? This desire to be so destructively selfish to the point that what matters to you is your own self-survival, that of your family, every other person can go to hell. Where did it come from? It is not in our nature. Where it must have come from somewhere. Is it something in the food you eat here? It was in the water you drink? There is something here. There is something in this country. Is it how big the roads are or the cars? There is something here that brings out the worst in our people, and we cannot allow it to continue. It is disgraceful. We can't allow it to continue.
Let me come into that point.
Before you come in, please, my brother, you're making a lot of sense, I must say. I'm tempted to take you and Moses with me when I'm going back. It's not possible. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Tony. This is Tony in Colorado.
Tony in Colorado, please go ahead. We are here doing the second rendition of our program in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about our people. You know, you have to, like I've been saying, telling you before, you know, you have to realize, if you go back to the history, go back to, I'm going to bring some historical perspective to this. Go back to, go and read the history of United States between 1857 to 1860, before the Civil War. You know, that time black people were slaves. There were a lot of what they call abolitionists in America, white people, you know, fighting for to liberate black people. And there were a couple of black people, you know, you probably know one of them called, let's see, what is that black guy's name again? I forgot his name, but maybe he will come. But anyway, all those abolitionists, thousands of them.
Yes.
All they were doing sitting around and talking. They didn't want to do anything. There was one old man, a 55 years old white man called John Brown. He's the one that took his kids. Do you know that man took his own kids, formed his own army, and invaded the armory of United States?
That is correct. You are correct.
Called, Rapaceri.
That is correct. You are
because
absolutely right.
Because he was determined
right.
to abolish slavery.
That is correct.
Somewhere.
That is correct. That is
and
correct.
That man, his action, his sole action,
yes.
brought down the end of slavery in America.
Yes.
So when you talk about people, you know, some of them might be, you know, coming over there talking to you, but they're not serious. They're comfortable here. You're not going to get all of them to join you. You know, you just have to leave them and find the ones that, a few people that would like to, you know, contribute to what you're doing. Yeah, but the selfishness is here. I know what you're talking about. Everybody's selfish. Even the white people here are selfish. They're even selfish to their own cause. You know, like I told you yesterday, if Martin Luther King comes out here today, they will kill him. And you know who will kill him? Andrew Young will participate in killing him. Even Barack Obama will participate in killing him. Because these people believe they have made it. They believe they don't have to return, do anything to liberate the black people. Black people are free now. They don't have to do anything anymore. So this is what is happening to us. Some people come in here, they see the light. They don't care about the suffering of other people. But you see, what you're doing is good because you bring in the news of the suffering every day to us. Let them hear it. Because when they hear it and hear about it, maybe it will touch their soul. You see, but anyway, I don't want to keep you take too much of your time.
Yes, but what I keep asking is that what is the essence of people going to school? Do you know why we go to school? We go to school to learn. You read a book so you
yes.
can acquire knowledge and do what the book asks you to do. We read the Bible and we try as much as possible to do what the Bible is asking us to do. Why is it that
yes.
we are exposed to all these amounts of history? We know about this man. I've forgotten his name. This particular man.
John Brown.
He didn't go to other people. He took his own family, his own boys, and his own house. The children he gave birth
yes.
to and said, was this John Brown a black person? Was he a
no,
black
he's a
person?
White guy.
He's a white
he's
person.
A white guy.
He didn't like what other white people we are doing to black people. He decided to sacrifice both himself and his family in order to fight for what he believes in by breaking into the U.S. Army armory. I know that the story very, very well. Now, why is it that our people... That is why sometimes I don't know how to begin to describe it. This almost parasitic nature. You know, the people to be comfortable, you come where other people are and you're so comfortable. And you don't want to go back. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to help your people. You don't. I can't for the life of me. I want somebody to call Radio Biafra and explain to me what is responsible for such almost destructive way of behaving. Because you people
yeah,
are very comfortable here.
It's,
From what
I think
it's
part of human nature. Some of us are very selfish. And you know John Brown? John Brown, there were some black people in his gang that helped him do the, you know, do the fighting. I think there were about three or five black people that were with him. But there were some blacks that didn't want to get anything to do with it. You see, so there's something about America. Even America, you know what Americans behave like that too. People are so selfish. They're comfortable. They don't care. In fact, I'm not making this up. You can do your own research. Do you know in this country? I've been in this country for a while. I came here during the 80s. Do you know for a while why people were getting the health care? You know, health care coverage? Yes. They didn't have any problem. They were enjoying the health care because they got most of the good jobs. And no, nobody said anything. Black people, minorities were suffering. We didn't have access to health care because it was expensive to buy, right?
Yes.
Now, what happened is, once the economic conditions started to change, American companies started being greedy and they started shipping jobs to China. Then white people, a lot of them became out of job. And a lot of them started to suffer. And that's when they started talking about them. We're going to do something. We're suffering. But when black people were suffering, they didn't do anything. There is a level of selfishness in this country. As long as you have a job, you feed your kids, you don't care about anybody else. That's what is happening in this country, man. That's the root of it.
That is so. We came here and copied bad behavior, more or less. Copied the bad side and left the good side. Left the good side alone and copied the very bad, selfish side. But anyway, thank goodness for the likes of Moses, of Martin, and then Cletus, and a few other Uche.
No, don't worry. See, what happened is, don't forget, I'm still building. I don't want to announce it now. I'm still building that website. When I get it ready, you'll be surprised. I'm going to put a lot of information that will help a lot of people. You just go and read. And you understand, I'll break down the information that way anybody, even somebody who's not a graduate of high school, can read and understand it.
Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. The caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. You're holding us up.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Give us your name.
Hello.
I can't understand what this is all about. Please go ahead and defend yourself, please, Moses. Not yourself, because you're doing very well. Maybe Kingsley can defend. In fact, Kingsley is even on the same side as him as well.
Yeah, well.
So I can't ask Kingsley to defend him either. Let's try and take this call.
Okay, good.
This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Okay from Germany.
Okay from Germany. Please go ahead. The world is listening. We are dealing with selfishness in America. Go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly what I just wanted to say. You know, you see, I believe when our people in America stops issuing even $20 check, you know, the problem is, I don't know. You know, we all here, you know, we live, you know, outside our land, and but the way our brothers and sisters over there, you know, live, exactly, I cannot, you know, tell you, or I cannot say for sure, you know, why, you know, they decided to live that kind of life. But the only thing is that no matter whatever it is, we are appealing to them, we are begging them to unite, see that we achieve. You know, there is nothing like home. There is nothing like, let us see, you know, if we can, you know, better the lives of our people back home too, and make our home look even more better than where they are now. That is exactly what I just want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Is that possible? Is that something we can do? Is it doable? Can we do that?
Well, every coin there's two sides of every coin. Well, I really don't believe that American people in general are selfish.
You don't think so?
No.
Let's ask this caller first of all.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Danica. Once again, Val as well.
Yes.
I'm from London.
Yes, Val, go ahead.
You know, I think I'm like, it's almost like a replica of the first broadcast in Atlanta.
Yes.
Like,
the Corpus Christi is better than Atlanta anyway. Go ahead.
We have to do a lot of work in trying to get most people are aware of what is going on, and probably get not to give up on not only doing the talk, but actually being actively involved. I just spoke with my uncle in New York. I told him about a week ago about this trip, and I gave them the website, and I was happy that the wife and himself said they've been going to listen. And he wants to know when he's getting there to New York. So I'll let him know. I promise I'll let him know one
yes.
time when he's getting.
Please, Oswala, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are, please. We'll be coming to you next. The caller on Skype, stay tuned, stay where you are. We'll be coming to you next. Please, yes, Val, go ahead.
I just want to say that in spite of, you know how Atlanta ended at the end of the tunnel. All I will say is that they allow this to scale it down. We just have to do more to talk to them. They told me that the way things are done in America and the way the American people think, I think they live in the American culture than the way we in Europe. So I think you have seen it now, at the end that will confirm to us that's the case. So we really have to do more work over there in spreading the message and getting people involved with to the youth. I saw that brother talking about even in Corpus Christi, I said that the zero that we haven't seen it. But
yes.
I was really shocked when he was saying that, but that is a fact. So we need to do more work there to get our people. That's all I have to say. Now, let me just leave so that someone else can come on.
Thank you very, very much. That's Valentine Oswala calling from the United Kingdom. Let us go and take this caller on Skype, and hopefully they are not selfish. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from Corpus Christi here. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Moro.
And where are you calling from?
God bless you.
Give us your name and where you are. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, give us your name and where you are. You're keeping us
waiting. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? No, they're not following what we're saying. Please, Kingsley, go ahead and respond to what you've heard so far. Is there any medicine here to eradicate selfishness? Do they sell the medicine? Dr. Moses here is into pharmacy and into dispensing medication. So I don't know if there's any medicine here that deals with selfishness. Is there anyone here?
To my own understanding, I don't think there is any medicine here that can, eradicate selfishness, which him in particular, being a professional on that, knows. But it's just all about individual interest. First of all, that is just all about individual interest. And it takes a lot to convince somebody, to get somebody's attention. Here in life, it's so easy to... How should I put it? It's so easy to tell somebody something and to let that person believe on what you say, to follow your way.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a hard job. It's going to be a difficult job. I mean, it's going to be so much hard to get the attention of Biafras, mostly here in Corpus Christi, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking in particular to the life of people in Corpus Christi, when I came in here a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I have this zeal of meeting my people. The few ones I met was like, so person, they don't like to see people. And at the time, it started inching me like, what is it? I know how is it back home towards evening, once in a while, during Christmas, you meet somebody. But the few people that I met is like, this person don't want to see this person. This person don't want to see this person. I mean, it started bothering me. I took my time. I get in contact with my brother here, Moses. I was like, okay, when is the perfect time to meet him? As soon as I got this opportunity, I had the news that he's one of the person that knows much about this Nnewi Biafra. I got his number. I called him. I left him a message. You know, so as I'm saying it here, it's going to be a hard job. But the fact is this. We just got to work with it. Get the attention of people you can work with. Let's put heads together. I mean, as some of our brothers abroad is saying, it's so easy to say than to do. There was a book that I read a couple of days ago. It says some people are watchers that watch what others are doing. And there are some people that is doers that do what others are doing.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, that's correct.
So it's going to be hard. Most of us here, how even people that has the zeal to unite and be Biafra, does it sound so easy? Do they sacrifice their life? Do they sacrifice their time? I will give an example. A couple of days, weeks ago, something happens to my community back home. Things wasn't going well in terms of security people, bad guys coming into the town, stuff like that. They needed some money, you know, to get like security, organized people. I called one of my brothers here in the United States. I said, brother, this is what I heard about home. What can we do about it? No matter the little you have, I know things is not working well. You know, yes, I know sometimes you can't predict whether the person has the capital or not. Yes. He was like, okay, I will get back to you. No, he's my elder brother. I will get back to you. It's not all about telling me that you don't have it, but okay, this is it now. Hence is not, this is how we're going to do it. He ignored, I called his number, you know, it looks like I'm bothering him. This is not something beneficiary to me. It's all about the whole community.
The whole community, yes, yes.
The whole community. Do I say he care more or less because maybe his family, his mother's is out in the town or something like that? It's not all about, okay, Kelechi, my brother, this is what it is. Have you talked to, you know, just call me, respond to my call. Let's put heads together to the little we can.
Even show some empathy.
Exactly. We are just few from that community that is here. But he never. I know he might be busy, but he never responds to my call. So it's so painful, as others are saying. It's so painful, and it's going to be hard to get attention.
We'll cure the disease. Don't worry about that. We have the cure to it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Ibe calling from England.
Ibe calling from England. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas, which is even
better.
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what is happening in to Biafras and Nigerians in Biafras in the United States is not only peculiar to them. It's something that sort of a disease that has infested everyone that leaves the land of that the rejected land and finds himself or herself anywhere around the globe. Hello?
We are listening to you. We are listening to you. Please go ahead. Uninterrupted. We are listening to you. Go ahead. Hello? Ibe, can you hear me? Yes.
Because if not so, how could someone? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you properly, man.
Go ahead and speak to us via Skype.
If not that, how could? I can hear you. So how could someone leave Nigeria or leave Biafran land and find himself in the United States? And at the end of the day, number one, he stops seeing people. Maybe he hears that this person is from the same, maybe Umunochi in Abia State or somewhere in Imo State. I know once he am. Hello?
Yeah, we are listening to you. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So at the end of the day, all a team of pity, man. People should be pitied because one, they left a land of hunger, a land whereby they were close to their grave, and when we through one way or the other found themselves in Germany, found themselves in Greece, found themselves in Sweden or somewhere anywhere. But what I'm telling them this night is that it does not end there. As a Guinea, I realize now that there's no place like home. there's no place like home. That burger hand on a US nail is better than any other burger in your hometown.
That is correct.
Toilet I na zachana ndo chana US na zachana Sweden na zachana Germany akamuka na begin azachia ina wata.
Yes, we are listening to you. Go ahead. Yes,
so what I'm telling them is ugbo petepete ora ha na arucha ugbo ehu ohe bob na one eduga. We know that because erucha ha ni ni were again eji akwota asi were akwo nka the at the end of the day you remain, you turn back to nothing. But if we all come back, just like I normally tell people, that in way there's no any other channel that someone can hear the voice of a sufferer that way through media. And that is why I so much stand by Radio Biafra. Now this struggle, not through this media, through Radio Biafra, can the whole world get to where know what is happening to that new Rebana or Biafra for then now no no be. And this is what is actually happening to them. Hello?
Yes, we are listening attentively. You're making a very sound point. We don't want to, if you can't hear us anymore, we will tell you that we can't hear you. But please go ahead.
All right. So, just like I'm on a train the other day, now say, by my gun for anybody following your doji, and you the person in the maram or maybe when you see a buying see, or Bukwano, Yalabia from Siana, Yanakwen Kenem, Radio Biafra from the website. Na surprisingly ndi nke nyere nya se hapo that thing oga work kwan nsi ha well o were onye nke mu na eji earnestly ya na gwa gi bezo kwa were nke mu na eji we so okwu nwanne nya okwa imagod gi na onye gi na onye imi tira for the first time gi na ese okwu na train
yata.
So mo nsi the guy na na kwe osi mo oga work kwan nsi the guy with iwe oji we ku that thing kan ji we sia guy gi na anya e mana slavery na toto.
Yes na
Osimu kedi ihe mmiri n'site na slavery na atọ ụtọ. Ịghọta, na ị gbapụtara from slavery nke ịnọ na Naịjirịa wee gbabatakwa na higher slavery n'obodo a. Na-asa toilet, na-enwe anya. Ọkwa ọrụ ka ị na-agbaga na mgbede a na maybe ọnụ nche ka ị na-erike ka ije chee n'abalị. Meanwhile, ịnọ na Naịjirịa mmadụ si gị bịa chee nche. Ịnọ na Biafra land, a si gị bịa chee nche. Ọkwa ị ga-akụ onye ahụ ọkpọ. Ịghọta. Which means what? Slavery or who Ibu no Bodana told you. So yeah, but I could do that. You don't want to you know, say congratulate it because you are happy with what you are doing now. So that is yes, it's not just peculiar to them, it's all over. People just run out of the stupid country and they think that it's all over. It is not all over. There is always a need to have a country you call your own. Ito China, your own generation are endela na US, or endela na Sweden, or endela na Germany, or endela na Finland, or endela na Norway, or endela no more. No more, just forget it. Although some people would say, you know?
Yes, it's very sad.
That is just a few things enjoy it here, but just because, just matter that is not peculiar, almost everybody. But at the end of the day, we are saying brothers and sisters. I am not a banner. I will why on Nataba. I'm good in at the end of the day, like the restoration kind of was here.
Is restoration, yes.
At the end of the day, when our land is restored, maybe good in the Nata, the good goodies and the beauties of the restored land remain there, but help us to restore the land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. You did very well. The call was well received and well taken. It's a very good thing what we are beginning to experience, that our people are opening up and telling ourselves the truth, that we cannot continue to behave and act this way. There was a race of people before that tried the same thing that we're trying now. They're called the Jews, the Hebrews from the Holy Land of Israel, scattered all over the place nearly 2,000 years ago or over 2,000 years ago. Under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, they were scattered all over the place. When Babylon came and sacked the Holy Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, they were carted away. All the artifacts was taken from the Temple of Solomon and taken everywhere, and they went into slavery. They have not recovered from that slavery till this very day. We are allowing the same thing willingly. Nobody, of course, we were defeated because we wanted to stay away from the contraption called Nigeria. Nobody in their right mind these days will in any way, shape, or form, allow us to be free. The reason why we're not free is because we caused it ourselves. What are we going to do? We have a caller on the phone. Our systems are falling all over the place, but we'll try and rectify it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Ifani Carlo calling from Ghana.
Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Ifani Carlo from Ghana. Please go ahead.
I'm not happy with you because this is a three times I'm calling the Biafra to inform you that I'm trying to register my name in the Biafra Human Rights Initiative. I mean, it's not going. It's not affecting my registration. So, and you ask me to send every information that needed. I take it to you. Since then, I have not received confirmation or any. So, the last time I called, you told me that you really asked somebody to help me and do it. See, now, I have not received any confirmation.
What I can tell you is that yes, I do apologize for that. You are registered as a member, and we ask you to start organizing the people around you in Ghana. And as soon as you're up to 10 where you are, you then notify us so that we can properly constitute you as a consultative council. We come to you to ask for your advice and your guidance regarding how we are all going to get Biafra together. So please accept my apologies, and we are moving forward. But I would have expected you to try to call us off air, not when we are on air. You've had ample opportunities to call us, not when we are on air, to air your views, to tell us that you're still waiting for something, not wait for the program to start, and then you call us on the air to tell us that you're still waiting for us. Of course, we do acknowledge the need and the urgency to get back to you, which we are going to do. And I would please ask you to continue to remain vigilant and very diligent in what you're doing. But get us, we need 10 people in Ghana. There are a few of you in Ghana. We need 10 of you to be together. Once we have 10 of you, then we can then move on and constitute Ghana properly. The same way we have done to Senegal, the same way we have done to our people in Australia, the same way we have done in Sweden, the same way we have done in Canada, the same way we have done in Malaysia. So we can also apply the same thing in Ghana. So thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate it. And if by this time tomorrow you have not received it, please do try and call us back. But I can guarantee you that you will, but before this time tomorrow, get the information that you require. Is that okay?
Okay. So what I want to know is that did you receive my text message or
Yes, we have your text message. Only if there are more than 2 people in Ghana with the same telephone number. Yes, we have your text message. Yes, and as I said, what you need to do is to consider yourself a member of the Consultative Council of Radio Biafra, which automatically makes you a member of Bilia Human Rights Initiative. Go and find other people within your vicinity, find other people within your areas, and get them to constitute a meeting together. You come together. We want 10 people in each country, but in the United States, we are making an exception. We will organize them state by state, because here, even one state here in America is bigger than the whole of United Kingdom. So that is how we're going to do it. So thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay.
The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Somebody is calling us and they're not saying anything. Are you there? Incredible. Please, Moses, yes. What are we going to do as a people? You know, this is Radio Biafra. We don't like to talk about problems alone. If you're joining us, the time have just gone slightly 3 minutes past the hour of 7 here in Corpus Christi in Texas. It's 3 minutes past the hour of 1 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. Let us try and take this call before we come to you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Stanley. Stanley, I'm calling from Belgium.
Stanley from Belgium, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to thank God for the journey mercy, and also I want to thank you for wonderful job you are doing. And really, sometimes I don't know how to describe you. And really, I'm very happy for what you are doing. So about you, I want to comment something about people in the US, you know, most of them, they travel there by send off. Just like as I'm saying, I have some uncles who are there for maybe for more than 30 years, but they don't call home, they don't even care if the people home they are living or not. But we are in Europe, we also here working, we also go to work, you know, we also pay tax, and sometimes we call home people and, you know, say something to them and remember them. So, but you don't have to be disappointed, just like what you did in Israel. I believe you have the gift, God has given you the gift to talk to people and to convince people, because what you are doing is real. Therefore, we are going to go Biafra. Just like yesterday, I was talking with my chairman of the Union Union here in Ghent. So we talked, he was asking me a lot about it. He was telling me he never knew about Radio Biafra. I said, Radio Biafra is it. I gave him the website. So he said, okay, next month, we are going to talk about that in the meeting. So, because I was telling him that we are going to have a web protest. And Belgium here, you have to do it because it's an European capital. We have to protest here in Belgium, go to the front of the European Parliament and do the demonstration, just like everybody are preparing. So we have people here, there's a lot of Biafra living in Belgium. I think after UK or Italy or Belgium, there's a lot of Biafra Igbos living here. So I want to thank you, man, you know, I want to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing. God will keep on blessing you, you know. Yeah, I don't know how to thank you, because after Ujuku died, after the death of Ujuku, I was watching the Nigerian news when the Obama was saying that Ujuku is dead, you see the Igbo man, somebody who will come and talk about Biafra again. But it's all up to 5-6 months, you know, I start hearing about this old Biafra, and when Ujuku was even alive, I don't even hear about Biafra more than now. So I believe that God will give us Biafra. That is all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, my brother. There was something you said about send-off. We'll try and... He said people went away by send-off. Oh, God. No. I love my people. Their sarcasm is second to none. I love them for that. Let us try and take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, your name, please, and where you are. This is yes. Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Malachi calling from China.
Yes, Malachi from China. Please, is it Malachi or Malachi?
Yeah, Malachi.
Malachi. Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra from Texas. We are Corpus Christi in Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Malachi. Thank you for your good work. We are all listening from China. China people are asking small. And this thing, even though the time is off, it's always in Arabia, but now it's 7 a.m. That's why we are calling.
Okay.
I've not gotten enough call from China. We are listening and we are gathering ourselves together. I want to assure you something. I want to tell you and let you know that China people are fully in support of Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
And maybe sometime you definitely see our work. We are coming up with some ideas. We are coming up with some things, and we're going to do what others are doing. We're going to follow suit, just like Malaysia is doing.
Yes.
So I want to comment something on what I just said right away about our UX for not coming out to support the Biafra. And personally, I'm not happy how it's going here. The one thing I want to tell you is that you don't need to relax. I want to give you a little advice. I think it's better you reach the union. If you can get the support of the union there, I think it will help us a lot. Before you get here, I want you to have a meeting that you are going to be present at the meeting. I mean the union, whatever, I don't know the name or the person called there.
Yes.
But I think it would be good if you visit them in that meeting or whatever and they try to talk to them, because they take the letter back home, they take the letter to their husband. If we can get the union, it will go a long way to get the heart of the men there in the U.S.
Yes, because but, I'm sure the attitude, from work is only their women.
The attitude,
go ahead. Hello? We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes. So right now, maybe they are not coming up in mass to support the Rene Biafra, or that should not deter us from continuing or moving forward. But one thing I'm sure, they will let us join. They will join. They will definitely join. Some of them are unaware of it, because the first day we went there, I met a man called you, a former Biafran soldier, called you. He was asking for the purpose of the struggle, which you rightly defined to me. So some of them are not aware of this. I mean, some of them are still waiting to know the end, the what we are out to achieve. So when they are convinced, which I'm definitely know that they will be convinced, they will join us and they will support. So we still need to move forward.
Thank you very
much. And finally, I want to thank you once again for what you are doing.
Thank you.
And also know that we are in China. We have gotten more than 10 people. So we are coming up anyway.
That's good.
We may not be calling, but we are coming up.
Wonderful.
We are coming up.
Wonderful.
And I have volunteered individually, but I have not gotten any reply. I registered, but I have not gotten any reply so far.
You are part of us. Don't worry about that. We have your number, and you'll be getting a call very shortly. Don't worry about that. You are part of the family. We want China to be organized. If China is clamping down on public demonstrations, go and tell our Chinese brothers and sisters, we don't want you to come out on the streets to demonstrate or to protest. You can give us spiritual support when we are doing what we are doing. We are not asking people in totalitarian societies to come out and risk arrest. That is not what we are all about. What we want you to do is that if your country is not democratic enough to allow peaceful agitation, peaceful expression of your pride in your country, you sit at home and just have a meeting, have Chinese tea or whatever you eat, drink in China, get together and have a get together, and that's it. We are not asking you to come out on the street and risk arrest. The same thing goes for people in totalitarian and in extreme regimes in the Arab world. We are not asking you to come out with Biafran flags and be flying and get arrested. No. But we expect people in reasonable civilized societies to come out. People in China should not come out. People in Qatar, in Kuwait, in United Arab Emirates, please, in Saudi Arabia, do not come out. We don't want you to be arrested and detained. But we expect those of them in Japan, in the Philippines, in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Australia, in India, in Russia, in Ukraine, in Slovenia, in Israel, in Italy, in Greece, in Sweden, in Belgium, in Norway, in Denmark, in Spain, in Portugal, in France, in the United Kingdom, Canada, USA, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, in Senegal, to be able to come out. We know the countries where we're sending people to turn out. So let people know, you know, we love excuses. We are not asking you to come out to demonstrate. Support other people doing something. Support other people. Support Radio Biafra. We are in court in Nigeria. Please support Bilie Human Rights Initiative. That is all we are saying. That is all we are saying. People give excuses all the time. Because of what Obasurike did, we ask them a very simple question. At which point in this history did anybody go before Nigeria and do what Moses did before Pharaoh? Let my people, even before the state of Israel was formed, they had to go to the UN and ask the UN, we want to be a free people, vote for us to be free. There has to come a time when you make your position known to your adversaries. We have done that in Nigeria. We are still going to do that even further. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mandy.
Thank you. Yes, Moses, you may now come in and answer all these things, all these questions, all these doubts. We want to go away from here without any doubt as to the commitment of the few of you. We are not talking about you. We are not talking about you. We are talking about the commitment of other people, not you per se. What have you got to offer in their defense?
Well, as I was saying earlier, there is two sides to every coin. This is my brother here, Kelly. That's a typical example of what I'm saying. What we need is awareness. I haven't met him before. He hasn't seen me before. As a matter of fact, he had this through a second person who told him that Radio Biafra is coming to Corpus Christi. And he knew, or they told him that I'm the one he needs contact. So I'm meeting him for the first time. And from what he has been saying, you can see how enthusiastic he is for us to actualize Biafra. So some of these people who haven't showed up, who haven't called in, everything is awareness. Awareness. That's the watchword, awareness. When they are aware of what's going on, some of these people will come here to join us. And also, I must say, not everyone that calls or say that he's going to be here or he's going to join this cause will actually do something tangible to help this cause. In other words, what this struggle needs is the quality of commitment, quality of people, not quantity. I'm underlying, I say, so you're weak. We would want everybody to come on board. But if you are coming on board, it's going to be a distraction. Stay where you are. We don't need you. But for the mere fact that most people here have not really shown their enthusiasm to pursue this cause, that's just cause, the Biafra is really the destination for every Igbo man, every Chakri, everybody in the former Eastern Nigeria to join this cause. But for the mere fact that some people that are busy pursuing their own private agendas and also not aware of what's going on. So as more people know what's going on, I guarantee you more people are going to come on board.
Thank you very much. Yes. We've been asked to keep announcing the number. We've been asked to keep announcing our studio line, that those of them in New York are waking up, that they're trying to get hold of us, they're trying to contribute to these debates. There are people in New York. We are still asking for people to come forward to host Radio Biafra in New York. We are attending a very big event there, we've been told. We are still looking for people to try and host Radio Biafra. Please, if you're calling from New York or you're listening in and around New York at this time, please, the number to call is +1 404 or 404 for those of you in America, just 404-789-8796. I repeat, 404-789-8796. For those of you in America, if you're calling from outside the United States, it is +1 404-789-8796. We have our brother with us here. Moses Wigwe is here. Also, is Kingsley. What's your surname again?
Mbagu,
yes.
Mbagu.
Yeah. Kingsley Mbagu is here. And also, Chidera Akabo. You're all from Imo State. All of you are from Imo State. You're from Imo State.
Well, yeah.
You're from Imo State. And Chidera is from Imo State.
What Nigeria says, Imo State. But I don't go by the Nigerian acronym.
You don't go by Nigerian definition.
I hate it.
Yes, yes.
I'm from Biafra.
We are Biafran people. I like that. I like that spirit very much. We are Biafran people. And we are moving ahead. If you want to call us on Skype, it is Radio Biafra only. Radio Biafra, you come here to speak your mind. I hope that the people in New York are not upset. Even if you are coming home for break to eat for 1 or 2 hours and go back to work, you can still call us. You are welcome to call us. The work you're doing is important, but it is not reflecting back where we come from. It is not reflecting. Some of you are living very big here, which is wonderful. You all have swimming pools. You all have out gardens. You all have what is it called this thing you have in the what is it in your back garden, Moses? That thing, what do you call it?
Oh, big patio.
Patio.
Yeah.
Patio. Okay, there are big patios here, the type you see in the movies you watch when you watch Hollywood movie, the type you see there. We are seeing them here, and we are living in one of them. So we are asking everybody, please, to try and keep away from being very selfish. Please, Kingsley, how in your own opinion, are we going to overcome this barrier? People are saying, oh, we don't know about it. What are we going to do to let people understand that we have Biafra? And to for people to listen to Radio Biafra, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
To my own opinion, looks like I'll be speaking English. Can use Okwane Biafra language. Nechichekem, we still have to be progressing, passing out the information. You know, it takes a while to convince some people. So we have to be trying, you know. That's all it matters. Sometimes even if you're in life, even when somebody is passing out through some difficulty, you have to keep trying, you know, never give up, you know. Keep passing out the information, keep publishing, keep trying to, you know, broadcast the news everywhere, you know. That's all it matters. I believe one day all this will come to a point and it will be all over. So that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you very much. I think the Facebook was invented in this country. Is that correct?
Yes.
Americans, yeah. Are you people on Facebook?
Yes. Of course.
Will it be difficult to ask Americans to join Radio Biafra on Facebook? Is that a problem?
No.
Because people keep, you know, that is why we keep saying to people, add your friends to Facebook. Add your friends to Facebook. People are telling, I get very sick and tired of people saying, we've not heard about it. How are we going? Okay, they say if you try it here, you will shoot us because you all have guns all over the place. So we can't even try that. How are we going to, somebody said, oh, why don't you go and announce it somewhere if you put it on CNN? But they're all at work. Do you watch CNN at work? That is the problem. So how are we, if we come from here, they go there, we go there, they go somewhere else. There is always an excuse. That is what drives me mad. This, you know, penchant for people trying to dredge up excuse after excuse to justify what they should have done. I think Radio Biafra is a very perfect cover for people to either to hide their cowardice, to hide their selfishness, to hide their apathy towards their people, to disguise their contempt for freedom. That's what I think sometimes. Because anybody, if you go, what will tell anybody, go to Google and type in Biafra. Are you telling me that somebody who loves Biafra cannot go to Google and type in Biafra there at least once a week to search for information about where he or she comes from? Or is it because we don't have Biafra in our consciousness? I can't get my head around it, I'm afraid. I can't understand it. Can't understand it at all. So what are we going to do to make sure that these things improve? Please, continue.
I think some countries, for example, London, they have a media where they, as I said, from Facebook. The first time I heard about this Radio Biafra is on Facebook, which is from London. One of my friends from London, you know, linked me, so I have to link to the page. So most of the time, I read a lot of Biafra news from page Biafra link on London. So if each state, for example, I'm not going to say like America in general because we're so much here. If each state, each city can have a page on a Facebook, because to my own understanding, Facebook and Twitter is one of the most populated media sites now, which almost everybody goes often, you know. If we can create a page, each state, each city, for example, Corpus Christi, Texas, Radio Biafra, Dallas, Texas, Radio Biafra, I think it will help a lot to get attention of many of individuals.
You think Biafras. So?
I think so. I believe so.
Created per state, per region? State,
yeah. If not, at least per state, per city. Depends on the population. Because if I say in Texas, creating only in Texas, Texas is more than a lot. You know, if we can go like Texas, Houston, Dallas,
Arlington, the key areas, yes.
Key areas, that will help out a lot.
So, but who's going to tell them that we are on Facebook anyway? They will still say, nobody told us you're on Facebook. How do we do it? Is it to get, as you and Moses are here in Corpus Christi, how do you ensure that other people hear about the work that Radio Biafra is doing? Let's use you as an example. At least Moses have tried. That's how you're here. Let's use it as an example. How Do we make that possible? How?
For example, like on Facebook, I believe there is a page on Facebook that says...
We'll come back to you in a second. Hold on to that thought because we'll take it in a second. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Charles. I'm calling from Canada.
Charles from Canada. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Even Chonkwa would have been a bad woman. I can Even the cool name of the mama can run out of more than I just right now, Kankas is school, but so my chairman sent the alarm text message. Same that she just go on Google, get Radio Biafra. I'm in her name, there, right?
Yes.
So I went there to see her name. I was just listening. So even the moment my cat can walk and tell me on. And I just want to use this media now to talk to some of our brothers on Facebook. Because now, always something in my phone, Facebook, almost something like Radio Biafra, I send the Alamo. But if I was going through the conversation in my phone at the Radio Biafra, always some comments, some of our brothers, Wundi, they make na Radio Biafra. Because I don't know what you see around here, and I don't know why I can't you. I would just want to call them. No. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We want everybody to come onto one Facebook page and we'll tell you why. We are talking about unity of purpose and direction. And we want to all be one. Mix it all up together and then extrapolate. I understand what you're saying. Then this, because I think we have one for Russians. Russians have one and a few other people as well, even Malaysia as well. You can have your own little group, but before you go to your group, or if you're a member of, say, for instance, the Facebook Radio Biafra, Corpus Christi, for instance, before you can, I think I can see what you're saying. Maybe there is merit in that, I suppose. I mean, to have something more localized so people can congregate and discuss issues unique to, say, Corpus Christi, for instance, in relation to Radio Biafra. But as you were saying something very important, please continue before this very glorious call came in from Canada. You may continue, please.
Yeah. What I was saying earlier was this. The need for having a Facebook page, and you ask me how is it possible that everybody can see it. You know, when you go to Facebook, there's a place that says the news feed. You know, even if you don't know anything about that, if that person comments or do something, at least you have to see it. And once in a while, that's the most area everybody goes on Facebook.
That's correct.
News feed to see what other people are doing. So if you're a son or daughter of Biafra and you have interest in Biafra, when you see that from other people, you might go to the page, you might open it to see what it's talking about. At least it will help a lot, you know. It's not all about trying to create everybody's account. Just individually, when you see it on the site, you open it, you might have interest and you can go for it.
That is true. That is, I couldn't agree more. Yes, I think maybe that system of propagation is key. And also, if you can, as you said, if you go to all your friends and on their newsfeed and you say, have you visited Radio Biafra website, or have you listened to Radio Biafra, or even listened to Radio Biafra tonight at Sanso time, that may be able to do the trick. The reason why we're laying on this very special edition of our broadcast, because we normally broadcast once every day around about 7 p.m. London time every evening, which incidentally is sometime in Biafraland, is we're changing it because of the American audience, to make sure that those of you coming back from work, or those excused from work, from what you're doing, can at least listen to Radio Biafra live and make your own contribution. We want to exorcise the demon that is inhabiting the consciousness of our people in this country. We want to drive away selfishness. We want to open the eyes of our brothers and sisters in America to remember home, not as a place for them to patronize. When you go home, you patronize us, you tell us you're sinking borehole for us, we'll drink the water and we all get typhoid and die. No, we want you to see it as a place worthy of investing your energy, your time, and your resources to bring up to the same standard that you're enjoying in the U.S. After all, a white person took up courage to go and storm the armory of the U.S. Army in order to end slavery. Sometimes I'm asking our people, try to develop some degree of empathy towards your own kind. People are dying back home. It is our duty to try and save them. And if you have not thought about it long before now, that is the message we are bringing to you, please. Moses, You people have done very well. At least you're here in the studio. Corpus Christi is, is it in the scheme of things, it's not a big city, is it?
Corpus Christi is the number 8 city
in Texas.
So it's not a small city, just a medium-sized city.
Yes, we are happy. And at least in Kingsley, you can also bring your friends on Facebook, add them to Facebook page, and then from there, the whole propagation continues. We are hoping that with the way we are going to be able to reach each and every person. And we are looking to launch our app around the 17th of July. Do you think, will you people have time to download it on your phone? When the app comes out, can you go and download it?
Well, if it does come out, probably we will. Whatever it takes to get a Biafra, we will do it.
Okay. That is, I mean, maybe not just for you guys, but for people out there who are even finding things more difficult. They said people here are a bit selfish. Even those in New York are twice the same. That is even worse up there. But at least here you can see people that are in New York. You hardly see them. That they don't even come out. At least they turn up for parties, they said, but not for anything else. So I don't know how we're going to be able to survive this. But we need only a handful of people anyway, but we want to make everybody aware.
And that's when they watch what awareness.
Awareness is what we're trying to create. Nobody told us. It is very, 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 very sad. This is Radio Biafra. The time I've just gone to is 1:30 in London, 1:30 in Biafraland, and it's gone 7:30. Is that correct here in Corpus Christi, in Texas?
Exactly.
It is, the sun is still outside. It's a very warm city. It's a very lovely city. Do you experience snow at all? Does snow come down here at all? Any snow? Do you experience snow in this weather? Because it's very, very warm outside.
Once in a while. The last time we saw snow in this city was 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
2004.
On a Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
Christmas Eve 2004.
Yes.
But you do have winters though, don't you? Do you have winter here?
Yeah, we do.
But have it's very mild, it's not?
Very, very mild.
Very mild. Very mild. Just like you're in an air conditioned room. That's very good, because it's very, very humid outside. It's very hot outside. I wouldn't say the humidity is up to the extent of the one you have in the zoo. I think there's a sort of light breeze because it's very coastal. It's quite close to the Gulf of Mexico. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, where you had the deep water horizon issues with BP a while ago, and they paid a lot of compensation. They kill us. They pollute our lands. They make us sick. Yet nothing happens. We don't get any compensation. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to join us, please, you can get to us via Skype, or alternatively, you can call the studio number here in the US, which is +1 404 784 7898 796. We've been asked to keep repeating this number for people in New York. It is +1 404 7898 796. We are not trying to castigate anybody. We're not trying to put anybody down. We know our people are full of ego. They want to be important, to be pampered. But there is nothing to be pampered about in this very case. Our country is dying. It is decaying. People are being murdered every blessed day. There are no jobs. Our daughters are being carted off to do prostitution in Russia and in Far East. Our young men are being lured into armed robbery and into kidnapping. There is nothing to be proud of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. We need to get Biafra as quickly as possible. That is why we are here. Biafra in truth and honesty. I will repeat what I said previously, that in this Biafra we are pursuing, nobody, regardless of who you are, will benefit in any way, shape or form, either financially, materially, or in terms of any kind of title or position from serving Biafra. We are here to do God's work in truth and honesty, and any day we deviate, we will not see the next day. Here we are not going to retreat, we're not going to surrender until Biafra comes, and it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We want you to hold us to account based on those things that I've just said. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. That is a very solemn promise. We are not going to be looking for Biafra for 20 years, which people have said sometimes that 20 years, we waited for 20 years. No. I don't have 20 years to wait to get Biafra, God forbid. Even 2 years is even too far. We have between now and the 30th of September of next year. If we fail to act decisively before then, the Islamists will come and we will all be Islamized. You will start singing Al-Aqaba overnight, and then our eyes will clear. We will then start, now it's leave everything to God. When you say, God will fight our battle for us. And I've been going about looking for sign of God, fighting the battle in America, and I can't see him. Here is well developed. You see the way you build roads here, in front of where we are, how the roads are being built? And they lap around the near road and all the wall concrete before they put the asphalt on top of it. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. That's what it's
done. Oh my goodness me. That is the sign of people who are developed. That this is Radio Biafra. Please, what are we going to do, Kingsley, in terms of going out and reaching people? Don't you know up to 5, 6, 10 people here in Corpus Christi, people of Igbo extraction, at least people we are sure that their fathers are Igbo at least. Let's put it that way. Because it's a bit suspicious these days. You know, after there were a lot of things happened. A lot of women were hungry and they went around, and some of the people that you're seeing as with Igbo names are not part of us. They came from the other side. But all the same, there must be... So, as we are here now in Corpus Christi, is that correct?
You're correct.
There is no place we can do that here.
It's gonna be hard to find something like that. As I said, I have been here just for a couple of years. So my brother here, Mr. Moses, might know much better about it. So to my own area, I'm coming up to socialize with much Igbo people, getting involved with them. So I think he will be in a better position to answer that.
Yes, Moses. Before you answer that, let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from a highly developed Corpus Christi in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Hello, this is Radio Biafra from Texas. Your name
is... Hi. My name is Eno Ibe.
Eno Ibe.
From New York.
From New York. Eno Ibe from New York. Please go ahead.
Yes. And I want to thank you guys for everything you're doing. I've been listening to RBL.
Thank you.
For a while now. And since I joined, I've actually been an active participant in the radio station. I've been contributing on Facebook as much as I can. And I really appreciate everything you're doing. And we are very much in support of us getting our independence, Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah, Biafra, and we're trying very much as much as we can to get as many of our people here in New York to join at least in Facebook and maybe call in once in a while. And it's really very encouraging stuff. The only problem I have is most of us, I don't know, for some reason, I'm not sure why they're afraid. They're just scared. But even people you would think will want to join this cause for our independence, for some reason you mentioned this situation. I've been listening to everything you guys have been talking about earlier, about how people are afraid to join. So for some reason, I don't know, I'm not sure what it is. And as soon as I saw the Facebook, somebody referred me to RBL on Facebook, I just joined. Because if people can't do anything, can't join from outside, why should we be so afraid to join to see whatever we can do to help actualize Biafra? If you can do that from outside, what kind of a coward? What kind of people are? What? If you can, that's what I'm saying. You have to be able to contribute, no matter where you are.
Yes.
People are back home. I can understand people are back home being afraid to join because of the situation of what's going on in Nigeria.
Yes.
But for us outside, there's no excuse for anybody to be remaining hiding in their houses. Basically, that's the one I wanted to talk. I want to contribute the situation of this.
Let me ask you: how many of you do we have our people around New York? Do you attend any Igbo meetings? Do you have any Igbo associations around New York?
Of course, I'm a member of two organizations here.
Have you told them that Biafra is coming? Have you told them that Radio Biafra is coming to New York? Have you told them?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm still sending out information about the RBL coming up to New York. I'm sending it individually to each one of them, to their try to email every one of them.
Have they had any response?
So at least.
Have you had any, has any of them, the people you're sending to, have you heard anybody say yes, if not to any other thing, to say we are interested in Biafra?
Of course. So just very few, though. The rest is that it's because just some of them just basically dismiss it. They just dismiss it. But the ones that are interested are very much interested, you know.
Of course, yes. Despite all the difficulties, we have a few of you who are dedicated, who are serious. We are coming to New York. We want you and all our people in New York to organize that very sector very well, so that people will not go and say, we did not hear. I'm sure that the Olu meeting we attended in Atlanta and the wedding we went to and distributed materials on Radio Biafra, there will be a few of them from there who will say, oh, I was sleeping when he was talking. I didn't hear it. So we should stop lying to ourselves and face the reality. Biafra is headed by the Council of Elders under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty Honorable Justice Eze Ozubu, retired. Not Nnamdi Kanu. The deputy is Dr. Dozie Ikedife, a medical doctor, and the one time when Ohaneze was good, Ohaneze President General. He is the deputy, and also the secretary is Colonel Achuzie. In court yesterday in Biafra land, or earlier today, I would say, they were in court representing their country, representing the indigenous people of Biafra. Our people must be able to wake up and smell the coffee, as you people say here in the United States. Thank you very much for calling. Continue to prepare the minds and the consciousness of those of us in New York until we come there. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes. That's our brother calling from New York. It's the same problem everywhere. It seems to be the same issue that we are facing everywhere we go to. If you're calling us on Skype, please, we would like our brother to call us back. To please call us back from the United Kingdom. We don't know what is happening to Skype. We are hoping to be able to establish connection with some of you who have been struggling and finding it very difficult to get hold of us on Skype. You can call our number if you're able to do so, +1 404 789 8796. We want to hear from those of them in and around New York, the true Biafrans around New York. It is not an easy thing to be a Biafran. Please, go ahead, Kingsley. We're saying something.
Sorry,
Moses, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean...
Can you remember what you were saying?
Well, I have not been given that opportunity to say something by then, but what I was going to say is, we are saying where you're going to find people here in Corpus Christi, the Igbo community. I think they are all scattered all over Corpus Christi. There's no particular area of Corpus Christi you would say that this is where the Igbo people are living. As I said earlier, Corpus Christi is a medium-sized city. It's not so that big that you can be able to go in one particular area to find people.
Mm-hmm.
The watchword in this role, as I keep saying, is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe everybody's afraid, because nobody should be afraid. If Dr. Dozie Ikedife, who lives in Newe, which is now called, as part of what Nigeria calls Anambra State, travel from Newe, probably go through Lagos, Abuja, went to London, to the Radio Biafra studios in London, went over there and made a broadcast to the world that he is a Biafran. After he did that, he came back to Biafra land through Nigeria, and he's still there. Nobody arrested him. He's still there as a deputy to the Justice Ozobo, as the Council of Elders, the indigenous people of Biafra. And again, you have Bile Human Rights Initiative that is on 90 Wadari Road, Owerri. And they have been there for a very long time. Nobody has harassed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people, when they registered their office in Abuja, they were asked, what is the purpose of this organization?
That is correct.
They specified their purpose to actualize Biafra. And they have been there for years. Nobody has touched them. So people talk of Nigeria. Nigeria, either they have some kind of democracy or somehow they are run by cowards. Because if you understand what happened in the court case in Cameroon, that was in 2002.
But they have made progress in the Cameroon, but we haven't.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please, if you may. Your name and where you are. We have lost him. We have lost him. We want him to please call us back. Call Radio Biafra back, please. This issue of the Cameroons you are touching upon, do we have 20 years? They waited for 20 years? Do we have 20 years to wait?
Well, why we've said 20 years, that's what it took. But what I'm saying, this case was actually finalized in 2002. And the Nigeria had 10 years from 2002 to appeal to get Bakassi back.
Okay.
They had the opportunity last year, in October last year, that was the 10th anniversary of that case. They just chickened out.
Yeah.
They did not do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm very, very confident and positive. Whenever we finally win our case with Nigeria, there's no going back on it.
That is correct, of course.
So people really, that's why I said, we got to have patience. I'm not saying we're going to wait 20 years. The buttons we are pushing now, if we keep pushing those buttons, I don't think it's not going to last 5 years before we get Biafra.
Yes, I'm thinking if we, in terms of generating or creating awareness, which seems to be the key word
right
now, I can see some of the joints here. There's Wendy's very close by. There are a few other joints people go to. Will they allow us to put leaflets there for Biafra? We can. It's America. It's capitalism. Anything you pay, you isn't. If you pay money, you can do anything you like. Is that correct?
No, not really.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah, every city have ordinance.
Ah.
So maybe they may require to go to the city council to get a permission to put something in certain areas.
So, because we can go to your city hall, for instance, and put something, they'll say, oh, we don't go to city hall. You put it on the transport network, they say, but we have our own cars, we don't do it that way. You put it here, how do we overcome all these myriad, or should we just abandon them and take the few that are willing and then go?
No, abandoning anyone is not the way to go. We can keep spreading the word by word of mouth, by emails. Even if we have, as you said, if you want to put flyers as Wendy's, we can give it to each one, maybe some of us, we can start handing it down to individuals.
Don't we go to church somewhere?
Yeah.
Is any place we go to church?
Maybe church,
yes.
Individuals, because putting it over somewhere on the road, on the business, we don't want to run foul of the law. So we have to be careful what we do.
So we have to be very careful what we do.
Yeah, what we do. That's
thank you very much for that. And this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are broadcasting. This is the second installment of our broadcast from Corpus Christi here in Texas. We are making it possible for our listeners here in the United States to be able to participate in our programming and also to contribute to how we are going to take Biafra forward. We are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not relenting. The reason why we came to America is to try to come to awaken the consciousness that many people have tried. Ekwenche started this whole thing in America here many, many years ago. There was Biafra Foundation here in America. Nothing happened. Voice of Biafra International ran from Washington. Nothing happened. There was no support, no financial support, nothing. All in America. That was when it dawned on us there is something fundamentally wrong with the mindset of our people here, which must be eradicated. We must address each and every concern that they're raising. We want to know, why is it that those of you in America are very, very reticent? You are not concerned about Biafra. What do we do to try to awaken you? Do we need to go and write a new textbooks or convince your various education departments in the various states to add Biafra history and the curriculum? What do we need to do to awaken the consciousness here in the United States, which I must say is not only appalling, but rather debilitatingly shameful that our people are here and they're not doing anything about saving those they left at home?
Well, as I said earlier, what this requires is awareness. And you said that Radio Biafra started here, the voice of Biafra started
here. That is correct,
country.
Yes.
And also Ekwenche and Biafra Foundation.
So all
these things have come and go. But all those days, they were doing all these things. Nobody has done what Radio Biafra and Biafra Human Rights Initiative is doing right now. This is the first time any pro-Biafran group has taken Nigeria to court. And by the time, those days, when we had that Ekwenche and Biafra Foundation, Voice of Biafra in Washington, we didn't have the blessings of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. So this, we are now on a different scale. So where we are now, if we keep pushing those buttons, we are going to get Biafra.
Okay. Okay, thank you very, very much for that. We'll be bringing the program to an end in the next 10 minutes or thereabouts. But before we go, by way of where do we see this struggle? I mean, sometimes we speculate and say, of course, how long is a piece of string? Most people will ask. But in terms of the timetable that we are pursuing, which we must remind our listeners, wherever they may be on this planet, is that we have a three-step agenda. The number one step is the awareness that Radio Biafra is creating. We are following almost the biblical concept or the biblical tradition of taking the gospel to everywhere. Where we are accepted, we bless them. Where we are not accepted, we say, peace be unto you, and we proceed. Let it be on record that in time to come, we don't want people telling us that we did not hear about it. We want people to know that Radio Biafra came to the United States. We don't want people to say that nobody told us about it. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening, if you may.
Hello, Director, once again, it's Val Swearer.
Yes.
It looks as if I have a record.
No, it's okay, it's okay. You're more than welcome to do that, yes.
I just want to say that, we're talking about how we are going to get our people to at least just, answer they keep giving that they did not have about it, because it's really that's what it has run to from around that to now. I'm trying to find out if you ask our brothers there, in the Lewis Wigwe and Kingsley and Fidera,
yes, Val, stay where you are. We are coming. Let us attempt to take this call. Stay where you are. We are coming to you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello,
please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. We can't hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? No, they are not listening. They are listening to their own voice. Let us go to back to Valentine. Val, are you there? Please go ahead. Sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
I'm here. All my time in meetings, in Kashmir, and all my rapid meetings, all my big pack, all my internet, my business, all my IT, my they are producing 5,000 in India. How many meetings? How many meetings can we do in Africa? We have a website. Comfortable. Okay, I'll be comfortable. We're not going to be comfortable. like ethanol damage, could you tell me big disease all gonna happen and rejuvenate normal? But very soon, every high school or it is. So every day is going in a meeting in India, trying in India. I don't know about the new information. Yes, I don't know I'm from the UK in America, but I'm naming some kind of gene from the UK.
But my brother Val, people will have to do this work. Going to churches, going to meetings, it will be done by people. The people you're expecting to do this work are telling you they have not heard about it. It's only now that we've been to Atlanta, we are now in Corpus Christi, that we are tasking people and saying, these are the things you're supposed to do. This is where you can go, print off these flyers, take it to these meetings, write to these people, keep hammering them on the issue of Biafra. At least let them acknowledge that they have heard about it. They need to accept that they have received the information. What they do with it is entirely up to them. But for now, we have to insist very diligently that people are aware of what we are doing, lest they come back in the future and tell us, nobody told us. When you were doing what you were doing, nobody told us. Had you told us, we would have done something. That is why we are doing this. So that anywhere we come to, we have the documentation, we leave people there. In every country we go to, we leave people there. We will go back to them to ask them, what have you people done in terms of contacting all the groups in your areas to inform them about what we are doing? We need experts, we need lawyers, we need doctors, we need pharmacists, we need architects, we need engineers. There is work to be done back home, even starting from now. Since we have a de facto government recognized by the Constitution of Nigeria that says that you can have a government governing the indigenous people of Biafra the same way they have Sharia in the northern part of the country. These are the things that we need to do. So thank you very much for calling. Your advice is well taken and we shall act upon it. Thank you. Thank you for calling and God bless. This is Radio Biafra. We are reaching you today from Corpus Christi in Texas. The time now, incidentally, is some minutes to 8 p.m. Is that correct? Round about 4 minutes to 8 p.m. here. The sun is going down a bit. It hasn't gone in completely. It's going out. It's going down bit by bit. Amanda, they kind of having me in the studio. Our brother is Kingsley Mbagu. Is that correct?
Mbagu.
Kingsley Mbagu is a Biafran. Moses is saying the Nigerian definition or compartmentalization of our people into designated state areas is not allowed. Is that correct? We should be going by the name Biafran. We are all Biafrans. We don't come from Abia or Yumo. If they ask you, you say you're from Biafra. If you ask me, well, I'll tell you Ibeku, which is in Biafra. Even Omwaiha was a name given to us by white people. Do you know that? Omwaiha is a, do you know that Omwaiha is a contraption as well? The story is that when the white people were coming, because they approached us from Port Harcourt area with their fake missionary, with their fake Bible, when they were coming, the New Testament, these are people who are uncircumcised coming to preach to me that is circumcised, which is rather bizarre. When the same Bible that I'm carrying tells us that God in heaven made a covenant with Abraham, and the only way to manifest that in the physical realm is by circumcision of the foreskin. After reading all of that, they came to people who were circumcised. Is rather very strange. People who are uncircumcised, bringing you the word of God to people who are circumcised. When God said that this is how I shall know my people, by circumcision of the foreskin, is very strange if you think about it. But they did. They came through a place called, we now call Old Omwaiha, the Evangel School. That was where the Assemblies of God Church camped in Old Omwaiha. When the white people were coming, oh my God in heaven. They came with a piece of paper and their writing pen, as if we are not human beings. They are not going to give us our new names. When they came to Afibeji, that was trading in a place called, the place we can now call Old Omwaiha, they asked the people there, what are you doing here? They said, you know, the old people said, this is Oma Ahia, the Oma Ahia, where people trade, Oma Ahia. Yeah. Yeah. You know this? Oh, God. A white man took a piece of paper and pen and wrote down Oma Ahia. You know, they cannot pronounce the way we do. So instead of Oma Ahia, he wrote Oma Ahia. They now got to the main beach, what we then call beach market, the main big market in the center of Ibeko. He asked them again. He said, okay, the same thing I saw was happening before. So that is old Oma Ahia, and this one is the new Oma Ahia. That's how I got old Oma Ahia. That's our name. Given to us by people that know nothing about. That is Ibeji. Umu Ibeji is called. It's called Umu Ibeji. That's the name of the place. They gave it old Oma Ahia. That's the name till today. They named us Oma Ahia. What that means, nobody knows. But this is Radio Biafra. We'll tell you the truth. We are coming to an end, please, Moses, by the way of rounding up, conclusion, summary, pressy, in whatever we wish to put it. How have you seen our programming this evening? And what would you like to say to our wonderful people listening from all over the world, including those and especially those in China, this morning in China? That is, please.
Please, I want to thank everyone that tuned in today to listen to Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi. All Biafrans and all friends of Biafran, we thank you very much and continue listening. Thank you, and good night, good morning, good afternoon, or good day, whatever it may be.
Thank you very much. That's how we greet here. Yes, please go ahead. I'm Kingsley.
Once again, my name is Kingsley Mbago. To all daughters and sons of Biafra, I thank you guys for listening, you know, having your contribution to this moment. I hardly appreciate your concern, and I pray and believe that one day the fight of Biafra will come to an end and we will have our freedom. Once again, you all, good night and have a nice day wherever you are. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And Chidera, please, you've been very quiet, beavering away, I would say. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. My name is Chidera, and thanks for listening. I was actually looking at Facebook and getting some updates there. It's really sad that we have some Yorubas and Hausas in our noble family on Facebook, and they come there to make very stupid comments to discourage most of us. So I want us to be very watchful of them and deal with them in the best way that we can. Because this has to, this struggle has to keep going. I have been dealing with them myself, and Carol has been complaining. But I just think, what am I going to say? There's something that is called the deliverance by exorcism. And G O Tari A Pepo A Jomo. So all Tari Onu Kam Injina Pia Now, and I continue to flog them until I flog them out. Because, like you said, Jesus Christ was flogging the people that were messing up the temple. Yeah,
course,
so I'll keep flogging them until they leave us alone.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening, and bye bye.
Thank you very much. And from me, Namde Khan, it's been a pleasure having you join us today. Please also remember that 7 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. in Biafra land, tomorrow we shall be back on air here from Corpus Christi in Texas, where incidentally our brother took time off work. Moses is on a holiday. He took time off work to be able to host Radio Biafra properly. And we are very, very grateful to him and to his wonderful family for the very magnificent hospitality they have shown to us, not just Radio Biafra, but to the cause of the emancipation of the people of Biafra. We are very indebted to him. Thank you very much. And to all our listeners, we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good night, even good day to some of you, wherever you may be on this planet. I'm Namde Kanu. Same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. in London. I think it's 7 p.m. in London. Is what time here? 1 p.m. in Corpus Christi. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
Sunday, we'll talk. ọchịpụkela anyị n'ụwa ka anyị welu n'ofu obi wee biri n'udo na ndokwa. Ewo no sonwe kuganya o sonwe meganyo anya de lo tanka ile lade o sonwe meganyo o foda de lo tazina chuku dipo o sonwe meganyo o fondo na tuzie kuomo. Ewo sondo emeganye peana